Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the UTMB DNF Fest, Xavier's redemption, and which 42-year-old FKT record Michael Wardian broke. Wow, where do we begin? What a year it was at the UTMB Mont Blanc. This was probably one of the most dramatic, filled 100-mile races I've laid witness to, and the live coverage, I'd have to say, was pretty next level. I mean, they had helicopters, runners on foot, e-bikes, drones, the whole nine yards. It was just awesome. Before we even get into the race, I have to comment on the general attitude of some of the elites this year. We saw some pretty humorous moments coming out of Luis Alberto Hernando and Kilian Jornet, both putting out some hilarious pre-race content. Here's Trail Hernando's pre-race montage. Kilian's mandatory gear check.
I don't really know if you've done UTMB before, but just in case, it's like really far. It's like over 100 miles, actually. And it goes up to really high mountain passes. And so you need mandatory kit. And obviously, you've checked on the list, and you're going to show us what you've chosen to use, eh?
Yeah, actually, I like to, like, as you say, it's a mountain race. Like, it goes pretty high. Conditions can be hard because it's over, like, 24 hours or more. But I like to go lightweight, and actually we have been developing with the people, with the Salomon people, some gear specific for the race. Warm gloves, like it's important if the night it's cold to have some warm gloves with you.
Yeah. These look good. These look like
They are light. Saw how light they are. Yeah, it's incredible.
Sleeping bag for your hands.
A hat.
That's really important.
Yeah, and then like it depends. I don't know how cold it will be. So
really
I think it can be cold. So really cold. I think it will take. The jacket, it's
okay.
It's a bit warm, but it's still very light, you know? It's light, yeah.
It's like a jacket full of like pillows, mate. That's great.
Same on pants, because like if the night is cold.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like in these long races you need to sleep somewhere.
Absolutely.
Because you feel tired. So like you put these and you can sleep wherever the conditions are.
I love the colours too here, Kilian. That's
great. It's different colours, so like that's also for safety, so people can see you if you are sleeping.
Smart man.
You may have
been in the mountains before, I'm not sure.
Sometimes. I don't know, they say it's kind of a technical race here.
It is pretty technical.
Don't know, like it depends how it is. I think I will take a helmet, but it's a very, very lightweight, you see.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But it's lightweight, I think that's all right.
Good. Yeah.
Alright, pretty funny, guys. So with this setting the tone for the super-stacked race, they were off. The race started with Walmsley gapping the field in the first few miles before being swallowed back up by the pack. Interesting to note that Alex Nichols, who I was really rooting for pre-race, took a fall within the first 20 meters in the initial stampede, forcing him to later drop somewhat early after a bruised hip. Also in the mix early were Kilian, Zach Miller, Tim Tollefson, and Xavier hanging back a bit. Then things started to fall apart. Walmsley struggled and fell way back in the field, later dropping. Tollefson took a fall and gashed his leg, later dropping. And Kilian bailed out after Cormier after a pre-race bee sting flared up. Zach surged through the night, but was later broken by Xavier, who ultimately got his Hard Rock redemption, with his third win here at UTMB in 2044. On the ladies' side, there was at one point in time 7 American women in the top 15, but they also had some tough times and many fell back or dropped out. Ultimately, 2 ended up in the top 10, with Cad Bradley coming in 8th and Casey Lichtai 10th. Francesca Canepa was your women's champ in 26.03. The 101K short version of the UTMB, the CCC, was really a lot about the rising China elite trail runners. Miao Yao was 11th overall, taking the win for the ladies in 11 hours, 57 minutes, over 30 minutes ahead of American Katie Scheid and Ida Nilsson, who was third. Ming Qi of China led almost the whole race until he was overtaken late in the game by the UK's Tom Evans. Tom won in 10:44 and Min was 6 minutes back. Pau Capell was third in 10:52. Run the Rut took place in Montana, which saw Jackson Brill take the 50K win in 5 hours, 17 minutes, with a huge win margin in Big Sky Country. On the ladies' side, it was also a big win for Sandy Nipaver with a time of 6 hours, 13 minutes, with a 14-minute win margin. A race for the ages took place this past week. This unique fixed time race is age handicapped, where you have the number of hours of your age to run as many miles of the course as possible. 68-year-old Michael Coppi took the overall win with 228 miles, followed by 71-year-old Jeff Hagen with 202. Following up in third was David Korfman, 55, with 200 miles. On the women's side, 49-year-old Amy Moher won with 178 miles. Gunhild Swanson, 74, was second with 163 miles. And in third was 47-year-old Regina Sui with 155. Okay, so I know we've covered quite a few FKTs on this channel, and I'm feeling a bit of an FKT burnout lately. I was going to take a break, but we have a couple notables this week to share with you. For all the latest, visit fastestknowntime.com. Michael Wardian took on a tough FKT challenge this week and squeaked out a new record on the CNO Canal. That's 184.5 miles in an astounding 36 hours, 36 minutes. He stated this was one of the hardest things he's ever done, and that says a lot. And I'd say so, since he broke Park Barner's infamous record with just 12 minutes to spare, and that was set way back in 1976. We saw two FKTs on the Wonderland Trail this week, one on the men's and one on the women's side. Ryan Gelfi, in lieu of joining the rest of the American field at UTMB, decided to focus his efforts on the Wonderland Trail FKT, and it seems his focus paid off. He took on Gary Robbins' stout record and bested it by about 25 minutes to complete the loop in 18 hours, 27 minutes for 93 miles. Just a week prior, Candice Burt successfully reclaimed her unsupported record by finishing in 28 hours, 45 minutes. That, of course, was broken by Allison Maxis and Mallory Brooks last year. Jen Shelton still holds the overall supported record, 22 hours, 4 minutes. Zach Miller is officially on injury watch. He posted to Instagram that he got an MRI post-UTMB and may be looking at a fibular stress fracture. Zach, of course, was looking pretty rough coming out of Champs-Élysées, not really even being able to run, after pushing so hard to stay ahead of eventual UTMB winner Xavier. Just today, Zach posted an update that he is in the clear as far as a fracture is concerned, but is still dealing with Achilles tendonitis, tendonitis of his peroneal tendons and plantar fasciitis, with edema in his calcaneus. Holy crap! Not good. Gary Cantrell, aka Lazarus Lake, just crossed the 5,000 kilometer mark of LASCON, according to Keith Dunn on Twitter, in a time of 118 days, 6 hours, 3 minutes, and 56 seconds. Yes, folks, he's got it down to the literal second. Looking forward to his finish coming soon. There's been a proliferation of last standing races as of late, inspired by Laz's Backyard Ultra. The simple concept is to run 4.1667-mile loops, one per hour, on the hour, only until there is one person left to complete it within the time limit. This keeps the pace right at 100 miles in 24 hours even. Guillaume Calmette, who won Big's Backyard last year, was at it again at the UK's Last One Standing, not to be confused with the aptly named Last Man Standing, literally happening the same weekend, but in Maine. Guillaume went 204 miles in 49 hours for the win, and will be defending his title against Courtney DeWalter in October at Big's Backyard. Cannot wait for that one. Tahoe 200 is this weekend, and I'm throwing my name in the mix this year. Look for some coverage on that next week. And with that, thanks for tuning into episode 109 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have any crazy stories to share or questions or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, and we appreciate all of you that do already, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel or pick up this custom pair, Jam Jam sunglasses. Links below. Happy week.